from everlasting, everlasting to heaven. Let us praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him, everlasting, everlasting. Oh, praise Jehovah, everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting, to everlasting. Oh, yeah, let us praise him from January to February to February. Lift up our voice and we go worship from everlasting, everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Let us praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting. Oh yeah, let us worship him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. That will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh yeah, Eleni Baba, Jojo Baba, Eleni Baba. To Baba, no, that I Baba. To Baba, and Baba. To Baba, no, that I Baba. To Baba, and Baba. To Baba, no, that I Baba. To Baba, and Baba. To Baba, no, that I Baba. Jojo Baba, Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba. Just lift up your voice. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship him and worship him. Among the God's who is like unto thee. Today is the last Tuesday in the month of August. Lift up your hand. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There is no like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The ancient of days, the bright and morning star. Open your mouth, I'm going to bless the name of God. From January to February, from February to March, from March to April, from April to May, from May to June, from June to July. Now August is almost back in his load. This is the last Tuesday in the month of August. Lift up your voice, I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. It's worthy to be preached. Glory your way, Suku, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Glory our yes, Suku, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Glory our yes, Suku, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth, I'm going to worship you. Over your children, there is no cry. Over your life, over your family, begin to thank you, thank you, thank you. Just worship is holy. It's worthy to be praised. There's no life unto you. It's the I am that I am. So many people died this year. Your family member are not listed on the list. Lift up your voice and just worship the name of the Lord. It's worthy to be praised. Is the one that tell the carrier, the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher. Only my show, Father, we thank you. Just say something good about your God. In your language, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Only share for you all the things you are doing. Father, we worship you. Father, we lift you up. We bow before your throne. There is not like unto you. You are such a great God. The one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. Only my show, thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Lift up your voice tonight. If you have 1,000 tongues, it's not enough to worship the Lord. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him over your circumstances. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. The Bible says, in everything, you should give thanks to the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Oh, thank you. 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 It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want you to help me. Help me, oh Lord. I want you to help me. Help me, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father. in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God to be merciful. Always shadow for me. In any way I've disappointed you, Lord. In my action, in my reaction, in my speech, Father, forgive me, Lord. Always shadow for me. Always shadow for me. A mercy, the mercy is what blind Bartimaeus asked for. It's never remain the same. Open your mouth and ask God, Father, you are the son of David. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Don't deceive yourself. The Bible says, if everyone says there's no sin in him, you are deceiving yourself. Open your mouth and pray and say, Father, please have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Always shadow for me. Father, be merciful. Always shadow for me. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, it. Pray. Tell God to show your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. In Jesus' name, we have received mercy. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Declare your heaven open. In the name of Jesus, there was a prince of Persia that will tell Daniel's prayer. For 21 days he has been praying. Thank God, God open his heaven. Declare your heaven open tonight. Oluwao, heaven over my prayer. Open. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Father, Lord, let my heaven open. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. Turn your heaven open. Father, my heaven open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God that heaven must open. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says we wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. So in every environment that you are praying, beloved, until you take authority over that environment, some prayer cannot be answered. Declare this one loud and clear. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality, over every power, over rulers of darkness in high places, in my environment. Open your mouth and pray. You are praying for your environment. I don't know where you are. Begin to declare it tonight. Father, Lord, any power operating in my environment in order to delay my answer prayer, Father, bring them in disgrace. Let them be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, they shall be arrested. By the power and the blood of Jesus, they shall be arrested. 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 In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them be arrested. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray some prayers tonight, my brother, my sister. And don't say it's a regular thing that you do regularly. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Don't say you have prayed this kind of prayer before. Lord, please, I beg you, the little time we have, let us make use of it effectively. You have watered the ground you need to strike and plant your seed now. Shout this one loud and clear. I don't know the kind of power that is operating in your life that does not want your head to be lifted up. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, they shall fall down and die. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 10, it said, take counsel together, it shall come to naught. It said, speak the word, it shall not stand, for God is with us. I decree to somebody's life, any evil word that somebody has spoken into your life, whether they are living or dead, and is manifesting right now, by the power in the name of Jesus, I reverse the word. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to shout like this. Say, every evil words spoken into my life in order to tarnish my future. You are a liar. Be reversed by fire. Declare them to them. The word will be reversed. They shall not stand. He said, take counsel together. It shall come to nothing. He said, speak the word. It shall not stand. Any evil word spoken against your children. Any evil word spoken against your life. Any evil word spoken against your marriage. They will not stand. 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 They will will not stand. My brother, pray that prayer. I don't know who has spoken that word against you. The word will not stand. I reverse the word. For God was with you. He said, if God be for us, nobody can be against us. Open your heart and pray. We have God as our backing. Any evil word that have been operating in your life, I reverse it tonight. I reverse it tonight. I reverse it tonight. I reverse it tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus. Mighty name will pray. You are going to pray that prayer again. They spread the brother of Joseph. When they saw Joseph coming forth, he said, here comes the dreamer. Let us kill him and let's see how his dream will come to fulfillment. I decree to somebody's life here, any voice that has ever seen your tomorrow and they are spoken that it will not come to pass, today I reverse the evil voice. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer one more time. Say, every wicked word spoken against my life by any man or woman, living or dead, I reverse you by the power and the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and reverse the word. My brother, my sister, you are here for a serious business. Oh, yeah, reverse the word. The word, they say you will not prosper. They say you will not prosper. I reverse the word now. They say you will not give back. I reverse the word now. They say you will not marry. I reverse the word now. You say you shall be poor. I reverse the word now. Any wicked word that has been spoken against your life when you are young in order to terminate your future, I reverse the word now. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. The Bible says, take counsel together, it shall come to nothing. Isaiah 54 verse 17, it says, surely they shall gather, but not by me. That whosoever gather together against me, they shall fall for your sake. You are going to say this all out and clear. That means you cannot do anything about it. They can gather together. You can't stop them. But the only thing that the gathering is not for you and your family. It's not for me and my family. He said, take counsel together, it shall come to naught. You are going to declare this one. Every guardian of the wicked against my life and my family, wherever you are, scattered by fire. My brother, I love you. Pray that prayer. The guardian of the wicked against your family, the guardian of the wicked against your job, the guardian of the wicked against your children. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, I cannot help you tonight. Help. My brother, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, as they gather together, they scatter together. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. In 1 Corinthians chapter 20 verse 1, in 1 Corinthians chapter 20 verse 1, the Bible says there are three nations that gather together against Jehoshaphat. Three particular nations. They gather together against Jehoshaphat and they want to destroy them. And when God spoke concerning their situation, they began to sing, they began to praise the Lord. The song is that for your mercy and your life forever. Amen. For your mercy and your life. That was the song they are singing. He said, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For your mercies and your life forever. Amen. For your mercies and your life. That was the And the Bible says, as they were singing the song, the Lord set an ambushment against the three nations. They began to beat themselves. The first one beat the second one, the Moab beat the Jebusites. They began to beat themselves until they were totally destroyed. I decree to somebody here tonight, I don't know those who have gathered together against you. They have purposed in their heart to destroy good things in your life. They have decided your life. This is how far your life can go. I stand on the altar of progress and I decree to your life tonight, every guardian against your children, every guardian against your marriage, every guardian against your destiny, every guardian against your career, stand there and want to stand. I command them to beat themselves to death. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter, they shall fall, they shall scatter, they shall fall, they shall scatter, they shall fall. In Jesus, mighty them will pray. I don't know who knows this prayer. But this one is not planned. Let's please say we should pray one prayer for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but please, I beg you, pray it acidically. I know I'm not calling any names. I didn't receive any name, but I just received the prayer now. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers that want me to beg before I eat. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The power that wants you to bear before you eat. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. They must die. They must die. They must die. They must die. They, aha! My brother, you know, remember it. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. They must die. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants you to beg before you eat. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and address them now. In the name of Jesus, aha! Pray. I know you that sister is praying that prayer. In the name of Jesus, something is getting out of your body. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The power that wants you to beg before you eat. They must be disgraced tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. I have a word for somebody here. And all I need is a sevenfold amen to seal up the word. I decree to somebody's life here. Over yourself, over your spouse, over your children, over your grandchildren, every death sentence that have been hanging upon their neck, every death sentence hanging upon their head, if your amen is loud, several solid times, is canceled by the blood of Jesus. It's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Lord. You are going to pray this one for yourself. This one, I love this prayer for myself. Search this one loud and clear. Say, oh, God, arise in your power tonight. Reposition my life for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, Oluwa, reposition my life for signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus, tonight, tell God to reposition your life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, reposition my family for signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, reposition my life for signs and wonders. Let people know that I serve a living God. Reposition me, O Lord, for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Reposition my children for signs and wonders. Anywhere they go, let them meet your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, reposition my life, O Lord, for signs and wonders. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Now gather your strength to pray this next prayer. The Bible says you shall be the head and not be the tail. You are going to pray like this. I don't know who this prayer is going for. Say this one without apology to any power. You are here tonight. You have been operating from promise and fail. People will promise you they will disappoint you. People will promise you they will disappoint you. The Bible says vain is the help of man. He said if you put your confidence in man will let you down. Man is man. He said cause be any man that put their trust in man. If you put your trust in man, man will let you down. You need to attack the spirit that is making man promise you and fail you. You are going to pay that is. Say you spirit of promise and fail. Operating in my life. Get out by fire. Aha. Pray. Help yourself to them. The spirit of promise and fail. Oh, you're out. Out of my life tonight. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of promise and fail. Come out of my life with all your roots. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of promise and fail. Get out of my life. In your business, they must get out. In your career, they must get out. In your family, they must get out. It's a power behind him. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I decree and I declare to somebody's life here. Into every area of your life that you have been experiencing failure at the end of success. Today, in the name of Jesus, that failure has been terminated. In the name of Jesus, the failure will die. The failure will die. The failure will die. The failure will die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray like this. Say, any powers of my Father's house. Assigned to work against my progress in life. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, you the power of my Father's house that want to work against my progress. Oh yeah, da, 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 da. pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power of my father's house that have been working against me, against my children, I disconnect myself from you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from you today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus. Mighty name of pray. If you are here, you are operating below your ability. I want you to pray this prayer point loud and clear. You are operating, you know yourself very well that you are operating below your standard. Shout this one loud and clear. Say powers that has determined to press down my head. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha. Pray. This is what is going on here. Pray. The power that want to press down your head. They don't want your head to be lifted up. Address the power once and for all. Tonight is your night of prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Any power that does not want you to lift up your head, you are a liar. Da. These are the power of my father's house. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty name will pray. I pray for somebody here. As from today, I speak prophetically to your leg. They will order you to your place of destiny. In the name of Jesus, anyone here that is doing one business or the other, I speak to you today, every evil personality that is sponsoring failure into your business, if your amen is loud, the power shall die. The power shall die. The power shall die. The Bible says it is God that gives the power to make wealth. Therefore tonight, the power to make wealth shall fall upon everyone here tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack anything good. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will connect you. In the name of Jesus, you will not bear before you eat. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says I was young and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his generation bear for bread. Ni oruko Jesu, I decree, in the name of Jesus Christ, your generation will not bear to eat. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not bear to eat. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of disfavor that have been fired into that family, if your heaven is loud, I command the arrow to jump out tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will succeed. You will make it. You will move forward. You will make progress. In the mighty name of Jesus, today I pray, from this moment onward, whoever that is giving you promise and favor, favorite and faith, that promise to favor you, in the name of Jesus, they will favor you. In the name of Jesus, anyone that says you will not make progress, everyone will use you to become their head in another tail. In the name of Jesus, you will not beg to eat. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not beg to eat. In the name of Jesus, this one is deep. Thank you, Lord. I pray for somebody here. Any power of your father's house, they know that you are making progress wherever you are. And they are determined that you will beg money from those who you are supposed to be feeding. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I command the power to die. In the name of Jesus, you will not beg. You will not beg. You will not beg. Anyone here that is believing God for miracles physically, God will remember you for good. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will remember you. You will not bear to eat. Your Lord will remember you. You will not bear to eat. Your Lord will remember you. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself again. Say, wicked powers of my father's house that is trying to redesign my life. Hey, you are a liar. Da. Every power that want to redesign your life, you are a liar. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power of your father's house that is trying to redesign your family, in the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, my sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your they want to redesign your glory of God in your life. They will fail. They will fail. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. This next set of prayer is to God, for God to give you a certain key. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, he writes, I don't know the country you are, it might be in London or Sydney or anywhere, but to the angel of the church in that place, he's talking to you and I. He said, this thing saith that to you, that he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David. There is something in the spirit called the key of David. What is the duty of this key? He said, he that open a door and no man can shut it. And when he shut a door, no man can open it. I decree to somebody's life, hey, the door to death, hey, is shut permanently tonight. In the name of Jesus, the door to begging before you eat is shut permanently tonight. In the name of Jesus, the door to continuous sickness is shut tonight. In the name of Jesus, the door to favor is open unto somebody here in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? So what you need first in this next level of prayer is the key of David. When you hold the key, you can recover anything the enemy has stolen from you. There is something prepared for you. He said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospered. In the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, he said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what I can think or imagine. He said, the thought I have to watch with the thought of good and thought of evil, to have a future and a hope. There is a fantastic promise for everyone here today. In the name of Jesus, that promise will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. But what you need tonight is the key of David. So by faith, I beg you, I don't know where you are, but by faith, just lift up your right hand and declare this one loud and clear. Say, I receive the key of David. In the name of Jesus, I am beginning to receive the key. I receive the key. I receive the key of David. Tonight is my night. I must receive the key of David. Open your heart and pray. I receive the key of David. I receive the key of David. I receive the key of David. Open your, I receive the key. I receive the key. I receive the key. I receive the key of David. In Jesus' name. Now we pray. Now you have received the key. If you want to open door to your new house, you need to open it too. If you want to open door to your new car, you need to open it too. Your new job, if you want to sign a particular, you, so it's not there for you. Say, I receive the key of David. I open the door to my new house. Open it, begin to declare it. Whatever you want, begin to use that key. Use that key to open the door. You better pray, you better pray, you better pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive the key of David. 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 Aha. That is it. 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 In the name of Jesus, receive the key of David. In the name of Jesus, receive the key of David. My brother, my sister, you need the key tonight, oh. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus, receive the key of David. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now you have used the door. Some people have opened the door to their new car. Some people have opened the door to their new wedding reception. Some people have opened the door to their new business. You have opened, I don't know what you have opened, but tonight I decree, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that door you have opened tonight, that door will never shut again. In the name of Jesus. He said, when I open a door, no man can shut it. Therefore, the door can never be shut again. Now you want to use the same key on David, though. I don't know what is going on in your life. You know yourself very well. I don't know you, but God knows you. But you know yourself. If you are sick, you better show the key of sickness, the door of sickness. If you are in lack, you are begging to show the key of poverty. I don't know. Say, I receive the key of David. And I show the door to poverty in my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, oh, yeah, show the door to lack. Oh, yeah, show the door to disfavor. Open your mouth and pray, show the door to sickness. Open your window, know, shut the door. Shut the door tonight, my brother. In the name of Jesus, shut the door. You are your own, though. You are on your own. You better shut the door. I don't want to know what you are doing. Don't shut the door tonight. Shut the door tonight. Told your pray. In the name of Jesus, if you are believing God for fruit of the womb, shut the door to badness. You must be fruitful. Open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus, if you are still single, shut the door to singleness. And begin to enter to your marriage. Open your water prayer. pray. Open, aha, that is the door, that's the door, that's the door. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Shut the door tonight. You are on your own. Nobody can do it for yourself. Nobody understands what you are passing through. Shut the door tonight and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. There are some of us here, when things is about to get to our turn, they say it is finished. Why? It's the giant or giant of almost there. To go to school, they say admission has closed. To get a your paper, they say somebody, they just something just happened. To this giant of almost there. You are not going to lift up your thoughts. It's a giant that you need to chase out of your life. Gather your strength to pray this prayer. Say, giant of almost there. That is fighting my life. Die by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Oh, you're there. Die by fire. Open your mouth and pray. The giants must die tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the giants must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, the giants must die tonight. My brother, my sister, I beg you in the name of Jesus, you must make progress. You must make progress. That was a giant that affected Moses. He could not get to promised land. Open your mouth and pray. The giant of almost there, fighting my family, fighting my life, die! In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. Everybody here tonight, I decree. Anyone walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord will deliver you and your family in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, messenger of death, around my life, die! You shall not die on me, and declare the word of God in the land of the living. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The messenger of death must die. 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 In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. To every problem, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't mean change any stop the matter anyway. To every problem that everybody is passing through, there is a strong man behind it. Until you deal with the strong man, the problem will still occur again. You are going to pray. See any strong man behind my problem. I don't care how long you have been there for. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer, my sister. Today is your day of deliverance. Every strong man saying this is how far you can go. Every strong man saying you will not make progress in life. Oh yeah, the strong man of living of sickness. They must die tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. The power that says you will not move forward in life. They must be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. The strong man of all my life. Almost in my life. Oh yeah, da. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name of pray. You are going to pray this one again for yourself. Loud and clear. Say, my glory and the glory of my children arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Let your glory arise and shine. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Your glory must arise and shine. For your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. Your glory must shine. Your glory must shine. Your glory must shine. Your glory must shine in the name of Jesus. Your glory must shine. Open your mouth and pray. Your glory must shine. My glory must shine. Our glory must shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. Every spiritual spider that is attacking you in the dream, the spider that is fighting you in the dream, that the agenda of that spider is to block your way in any progress you're about to make. But tonight, I decree, by the power in the name of Jesus, I set that spider on fire in the name of Jesus, I set the spider on fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. Every arrow of insanity operating in your family. If your amen is loud, and as you shake your head when you say, I command the arrow to go back to send in the name of Jesus. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In the name of Jesus, I decree shall be well with you. You will move from favor to favor. In the name of Jesus, every power that want to let you remain on the same spot, they shall be wasted tonight. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Let's open our Bible quickly to the last part of the prayer session tonight. So the book of Acts chapter 12. I'll try to share the screen. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. The title of my short exhortation is "And the Chain Fell." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. Amen. Yes. Acts of Apostles is trying to load up. I'm trying to share the screen. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 12. I start from verse 5. Acts of Apostles 12, verse 5. The Bible says, Peter. Amen. Acts 12, 5. All right. It said, Peter was kept in the prison. Beloved, whatever the Bible is written as an inspiration, so it's not a physical. You might not be referring to a physical prison. Now, some life are being kept in the prison. Although they are walking about, they are driving, they are dressing very well, but their own destiny is already in the prison. So I pray for somebody here, any member of your family that the enemy has kept in the prison of life. Ah, today, in the name of Jesus, I set them free. In the name of Jesus. But the only thing that can make them free is, he said in the second, he said, but constant prayer. Not prayer that will pray on Monday and you don't pray again. Not prayer that will pray on Tuesday and you don't pray again. He said, constant prayer was offered to God. For him by the church. Beloved, when you are in a certain level of problem, you might not be able to pray. So the prayer you have prayed before you enter the problem are the one that will deliver you. So when we pray some prayer, it might not make sense to you now, but by the time you need the prayer, you will know that surely it can be God that can do it. He said, but constant prayer. There is power in prayer. He said, constant prayer was offered to him by God, by the church. And when Herod, because he had just killed John the Baptist. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night, Peter was sleeping. I pray for somebody here. Every power that is planning to destroy you and your family, if your heaven is loud, there shall be divine intervention tonight in the name of Jesus. He said Peter was just sleeping. Because John the Baptist was already been beheaded. And now they say it pleases the Jews that the beheaded John the Baptist, they now arrested Peter. But when John the Baptist was there, there was no prayer being said for him. But when they called to the time of Peter, the Bible said the church were praying. So there is power in prayer. And Aaron was about to bring him out that night. The church was praying. Peter was just sleeping, bound with two chains between the two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Look at that. They bound with two chains. Two soldiers were with Peter alone, and there were two guards before the door. They were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel bypassed all the security. The angel of the Lord appeared and stood before him by him, and a light shone from heaven into the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up. He said, arise quickly. And the Bible said, and the chain fell off his hand. I pray for everyone here today Every spiritual chain that has been used to tie down somebody in your family, if your amen is loud, that chain will fall off tonight in the name of Jesus. The chain will fall off. 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 The chain will fall off in the name of Jesus. And then the angel said to him, guard yourself together, tie your sandals. So he did, and he said to him, put on your garment and follow him. That was how the doors that the enemy thought they have locked was open on this, on his own account. So a chain is a dangerous thing. Until the chain fell off in some people's life, you might not make progress in life. You might be moving left and right, but you are not making progress. Movement does not guarantee progress. Progress is that you are a supervisor for 10 years and you are still a supervisor till now. You are not making, although you are moving to put this tool in place, but you are not making progress. You have been a degree holder, yet nothing is happening. It's a spiritual chain that has tied you down. Let me give you another example before we pray. In that chapter 16, verse 23, the Bible says, that's when they made a mistake. They put Paul and Silas inside the prison now. But the Bible says, at midnight, why is it midnight? The first one was in the midnight when the soldiers were already sleeping. The second one was at midnight. So there is power in midnight prayer. He said, at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying. They were singing hymns to the Lord. And the prisoners were listening to them. So that means they were not praying a gentleman prayer. Father, just help me tonight. They were praying some acidic prayer. They are singing, the wall of Jericho fell down flat. The wall of Jericho fell down as the children of God are pressing the Lord. The wall of, they are not singing the gentleman prayer. Holy Ghost, I need the chain by fire. Holy Ghost, they are singing some dangerous songs. They were singing hymns to the Lord because something was happening. And when they were singing and they are praising God, they got the attention of God. Suddenly, immediately, something happened. There was a great earthquake. Tonight, concerning your situation, there shall be a great earthquake tonight. In the name of Jesus, so that the foundation of the prison was shaking. How can two people be singing and the foundation of the prison was shaking if not for the fact that God has added some soldiers, some angels to that song? Two people. And the Bible says, immediately after the shaking, all the doors of the prison were opened. Tonight, if your heaven is loud, every door that has shut down people in your life, it shall be opened by fire. It shall be open. 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 Not only that, the Bible says, and everyone's chain. It was two people that were praying. It was people that were singing hymns. And we were locked with soldiers there. But the Bible says every other prisoners, the Bible said their chain were loosed. Because you are on this line tonight, I don't know who you are. I don't know who is suffering in your family. I decree by the mandate of heaven, before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, everyone in your family going through one battle or the other, their chain shall be loosed tonight. In the name of Jesus, their chain shall be loose. Your chain will be loose. Their chain shall be loose. Your chain shall be loose. Anyone that has tied people down your family, their chains shall be loose tonight in the name of Jesus. And the keeper of the prison, verse 37, awaking from the sleep, he saw that the prison doors were open. He thought supposing the prisoners were dead. So he brought out a sword. He was about to kill himself. Then Paul and Silas said, don't kill yourself. Don't worry with your life. Do not harm yourself, for we are still here. I pray for somebody here. Those who are against you, they will see the hand of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, God is a chain breaker. God is a bondage breaker. God is a yoke breaker. He can break physical yoke. He can break spiritual yoke. He's there. That is his duty. Beloved, what is a chain? A chain is a rope that binds people, that tie people down spiritually. You might not see physically. That was why when Jesus saw the woman in Luke chapter 13, he said, thou art loosed from your infirmity. The infirmity that woman was going through for 38 years, it was, you know, there was a chain. For him to use the word loose, that was something that's tied the woman down. I pray for somebody here. Any evil chain that has tied you down your family, that tied down your wife, that has tied down your woman, that tied down your husband, that has tied down your children, today thou art loose in the name of Jesus. Aha. I said, thou art loose. I said, thou art loose. In Jesus' name, we pray. The chain is a weapon of darkness. The chain is a weapon of limitation. Say, okay, well, you might graduate, but you will remain like this. It's a chain. The chain is a weapon of wickedness. It's an instrument of destruction. The chain is a weapon the devil used to tie people down on the spot. I decree tonight, by the mandate of heaven and the anointing of God upon this meeting tonight, the chain that has tied people down, they tie down your womb, they tie down your husband, they tie down your wife, they tie down your marriage. The chain is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. It's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken in the name of Jesus. What are these chains for? Their duty is to make sure that the type people that, like I said earlier, to detain you from expected celebration. They say you will, that thing will not, manifest you. They just tie you down. The chain is to hinder you from accessing God's blessing. The chain is to commit unpardonable error to remain on the spot. Some people are, they call them suffering and smiling. They are suffering. And the assistant is a chain. It's not normal. They say a chain is to silence somebody. Somebody who is highly talented and yet they are not making progress. You are giving people idea, but yet nothing is happening in your life. It's a chain. I am angry in my spirit. I want you to pray this one loud and clear. Any chain that has tied me down, break by fire. Oh yeah, pray. Oh yeah, break. Aha! That is the prayer. Pray. That's the prayer for tonight. The chain must be broken. The chain must be broken. Open your mouth and pray. They must fend off your hands. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The chain must be broken tonight. Aha! The one of Jericho has fallen down already. There is somebody receiving breaking tonight. Open your mouth and pray. The chain must be broken. The chain must be broken. Don't endure your way, money. The chain must be broken that has tied up your wife. The chain must be broken that has tied up your husband. The chain must be broken. Oh yeah, bring this chain. It's a spiritual battle. Open your mouth and pray. Don't keep quiet in the battle. The chain must be broken tonight. The chain must be broken. The chain must be broken. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus, they will pray. This chain is to make sure that what you are doing is not what God has asked you to do. The chain will just tell you are so complacent in a particular spot. The people are saying you are more than this, but yet you are not seeing yourself. It's a spiritual chain. It's a chain. You need to pray that chain. The chain is to make you stay in a particular radius in your life. It's a radius, it's a, from the center of the circle to the center of the circle. It's just a particular angle. You can't move beyond that point. It's a spiritual chain. It's a chain, that keeps people under a generational curse. Everybody in your family are passing through the chain. But tonight I decree, the God that delivered Paul and Silas, the God that delivered Peter, if your heaven is loud, every chain they have used to tie you down, break tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. The chain is to tie people down for satanic attack. You might be close to people that will help your destiny, but because of the chain, you are just looking at them like moron like this. It's a chain. When you now leave the place, you now may remember, I pray for somebody here. Any prison chain, any generational chain that has tied you down, I set them on fire tonight in the name of Jesus. I set them on fire. In the name of Jesus. Now you are about to pray for yourself. Chain is to tie people down for spiritual attack. Chain is to stagnate your life. A chain is a born for nothing syndrome. A chain brings a regular and repeated problems. A chain is all round delay. A chain can be continuous mistake at work and marriage everywhere. A chain is I don't care attitude, but yet you know that there's something wrong in your life. Gather yourself together today. What do we need to do? The Bible says, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sank into the Lord. The word love, Jericho. He delivered Paul and Silas. Listen to that song. He delivered Paul and Silas. So the Lord will deliver Paul and Silas. He will surely deliver me. Say it. He delivered Paul and Silas. Say it. He delivered Paul and Silas. So the Lord will deliver Paul and Silas. He will surely deliver me. Say it. He delivered Paul and Silas. Aha! He delivered Paul and Silas. So he not that delivered Paul and Silas. He will surely deliver. Say one more time. He delivered Paul and Silas. Hey! He delivered Paul and Silas. So he not that delivered Paul and Silas. He will surely deliver me. Say the spirit watching. That has tied down my life. You are a liar. Break. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Oh, you have break the chain tonight. Break the chain tonight. Look at what is happening already. Oh, you break, 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 break. Aha! My sister, you know why we are here tonight. Pray, 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 pray. Break the chain. You should have given back by now. It's a chain that we used. Open your mouth and pray. Open. Look at what's going on here. The chain will be broken. 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 My sister, break, 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 break. Break the chain tonight. It's enough, enough. Enough is enough. The chain has been broken. He has broken tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The chain has to be broken. You must make progress. You must move forward. Enough is enough. The chain has to be broken. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Mighty devil pray. Beloved, for God to break the chain, you must return back to God. You must return back to God. You cannot be praying and you are living in sin. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. Amen. Why do you think God responded to Paul and Silas? Why do you think God responded to Peter? It's because they are connected to the source. So if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ. For the chain to go, we have only a few more minutes to round up tonight. I will give you just only one opportunity to tell God this thing after me. If you have not surrendered your life to Christ, you cannot break anything. If you pray, 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 you are just wasting your time. So, but if you can surrender your life to Jesus tonight and say, Father, you are the bondage breaker. You are the chain breaker. Just come and break my chain. For him to hear your voice, you need to surrender your life to Christ. So if you are here tonight, you are not giving your life to Christ, say this word after me. Put your hand in your chest. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner. I am sorry in all what I've done in my life. I've done what is abominable. I have come to here to confess my sin tonight. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. I know you came to this world to die for my sin. And on the third day you rose again. So that I might be justified. Father, tonight I know I am justified. I am saved. I am a new person. I'm a new boy, a new birth. I am born again. Bye-bye to sin and Satan. I will serve the living God. Oh Lord, write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So get yourself ready to pray this prayer point. It's a chain-breaking prayer. I want you to picture the area of your life. Do you know that, this one is surely a chain. What this man is talking about tonight, this is the area the chain is tying me down. If you know yourself very well, how can a first-class degree holder be working in a primary school in the village? A chain has been used. Something is wrong somewhere. You are going to gather your strength and pray. Say, every chain that has tied down my life, break by fire. Oh, yeah, break, 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 pray. Oh, you have bred the church tonight. Oh, you have bred the church tonight. Open your mouth and pray for your children. Pray for them. Every church that has tied the life of your children down. Oh, you have pray. Pray for your children or your husband. Oh, you pray for them. Pray for them tonight. The chain will be broken. The chain will be broken tonight. Open your mouth and pray. The chain has to be broken. It has to be broken. My brother, my sister, I beg you in the name of Jesus. The chain has to be broken. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, Jesus Christ, the Son of David, you are the bondage breaker. Break my yoke tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You are the yoke breaker. Oh, yeah, break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke. Break my yoke in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break my yoke. In Jesus' name, they are broken. Ha. You have got to pray for yourself again, like and clear. Say this one with that apology to any hairy prayer of God. Say, my father, you are the one that brought the chain upon my Silas. I am available. Break my chain tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God to break your chain. Oh, yeah, break. Help yourself in that prayer. Oh, yeah, break my chain. Break my chain. Break. Aha. They break the chain that has tied your marriage down. Say you will not move forward. They tie down your womb. They say you will not give up. It's a chain in your family. Oh, yeah, break the chain tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, you are going to pray. Say this one without apology from any power. Say, my father. Because my chain is broken, I must make progress in life. In the name of Jesus.
Progress in life. In the name of
Jesus. You must make progress. We must make progress. You must make progress. Your children must make progress. In the name of Jesus. They must make progress. In the mighty name of Jesus. They must make progress. Aha. You must make progress. You must make progress. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The chain is broken already. Ah, the battle is over. Oh, do I have a shell under you? Thank you, Jesus. The chain is broken. You are free from the bandit of enemy. Oh, yeah, pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I pray for somebody's life here. In the name that is above every other name, every chain that the witches and wizards of your father's house that they have used to tie down good things in your life. If your heaven is loud, the chain is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, everyone that is going about with your picture, anyone going about with your family, with your name, in order to tie your life down with any spiritual chain, if your heaven is loud, they shall replace you in that grave in the name of Jesus. The chain will tie them down. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here, for every of our children that are preparing to go back to school. I decree the name of Jesus, every chain that the enemy has used to tie them down, to affect them in their schools, that chain is broken. You will make progress. In the name of Jesus, the day Peter left the place, all doors to that prison, they were opening on their own accord. I decree to somebody's life, as from today, because the chain is broken, the doors that the enemy has shut against your family, they shall open in one accord. In the name of Jesus, enter the door of your marriage, enter the door of your fruitfulness. You will make it in life. I call you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Are we sharing the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. By the grace of God, we are meeting again on Thursday, which is the last prayer line for this month. And by this time next week, Tuesday, we'll be doing Command the month of September. His command is a special service on the 1st of September by the grace of God. If Jesus Christ is coming, we'll be doing Command the month of September. So get yourself ready. We're going to dance. We're going to worship the Lord. Just to appreciate the Almighty God. Put on your dancing shoe and your hour. If you want to see everybody's face, if possible, so that I can see that you are dancing, you are not sleeping, and while you are praying. Everybody must come and worship the Lord. We are moved from the first part of the year to the Ember month, September, October, November, December. So I would love to see everybody, as you are going to see my face too. So we're going to dance before the Lord to appreciate him. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have been blessed to that, shout seven powerful hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Bye bye. God bless.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jesus. God bless you, man. God bless you, man.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.